The word today is forgiveness. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It may surprise you to learn that the Bible teaches that there are no good humans. Now, that's not to say people can't do good things, but rather that we all are sinners and no one is perfect. Thankfully, we have a merciful God, and His Son Jesus has come to our rescue. We have forgiveness of sins and are restored in our relationship to God. Here to share more about this wonderful news is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Forgiveness.
Once again, we're going to spend some time thinking today about the Lord's Prayer. And this is such a packed prayer with so many implications. And in Christianity, the teachings of Jesus and the parables and His prayers are so profound, and they're like a rug with all of the fibers interwoven that they touch on one another. And I'm just going to try to lead us to see some of the implications and the applications of this prayer. We're on the section today that is said to, in verse 12, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now, the term debts is translated this way in the new versions of the Bible. In the old King James Version, it was translated trespasses. There's various words in the New Testament for sin. Some of the synonyms are debts, sin, trespasses, disobedience, missing the mark or falling short, or going astray. Now, these are used various ways in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. The Old Testament being the story of the Jews that led up to the coming of Jesus, and the New Testament being the new gift of God to the world of the Savior Jesus. The biblical principle involved here with sin is that there are no good people. This might sound shocking because so often we talk about others. We meet someone new. We say, oh, they're a good person. They're a nice person. And on the surface, when we get to know people initially, they can seem really great. But the fact of the matter is that there are no perfect humans. There are no good people, as in sinless people. Everyone who is alive struggles with sin. Now, there's two kinds of reactions to sin. One is to struggle with it in faith and confess it to God to seek forgiveness. The other is to either ignore it or excuse it. Or maybe if you're concerned about it, to try to work hard to do good things to overcompensate for the sin. Romans chapter 3 is a very important verse because it says, there is no difference. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. I want to lay this out there for you today. You're no different than anybody else. You might be rich or poor. You might be athletic or non-athletic. You might have notoriety and fame, or you might be a nobody in the eyes of the world. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how large you are or small. It doesn't matter how smart you are or how challenged you are. No difference. You're a sinner. It doesn't matter what kind of rituals you go through and cleansing processes. It doesn't matter how much you try to meditate. You're a sinner. Bottom line is, you're shot full of sin, and you need a solution to that. You need a remedy for that, and it isn't going to come from you, and it isn't going to come from rituals. You're not going to perfect yourself. You've got a problem. You're heading toward death, and you're a sinner. So how are you going to deal with that? Well, you see, in Romans chapter 3, it says, all can be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. That's critical. Notice the words there, freely, grace, redemption. That's God's doing, and that's why you have to turn to Jesus Christ and put your faith and hope in him in order to receive that gift of redemption, forgiveness, and grace. Back to the problem of sin, in Romans chapter 7, verse 23, Paul is saying, I see another principle or law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the principle or law of my mind, making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. There's no way to extricate ourselves from this problem. It has to be a divine work of God to free us and forgive us. And that's what grace is. That's what the story of Christ is about. That's why the Son of God came to this earth, is to bring God's mercy and forgiveness to sinners. That should make you feel fantastic. That is why the gospel is called good news, because God is not just going to condemn us and damn us and wipe us out. He's going to forgive us. That's what Christ stands for. And I hope that delights your heart, that you can have a new start. You can be born again in Jesus Christ. You can have your sins and the consequences of them eliminated in God's eyes. He can see you as forgiven and renewed. And that gives us true spiritual health. It's good for our spirit. It's good for our mind to confess our sin, admit our guilt, and then recognize that God doesn't condemn us or damn us, but that he's willing to forgive us in Jesus Christ. And then the second part of that phrase in the Lord's Prayer is that as we also have forgiven our debtors or those who trespass against us. So now we think about the fact that as God in Jesus Christ has brought us forgiveness, has brought us his grace, now we are expected to do similar to others. God doesn't forgive us because we forgive others. We're just going to try to act similar and apply the forgiveness God has for us to other people. Let me ask you this question. Are you willing to forgive others? Do you always want to express a spirit of grace toward other people? Sometimes it's incredibly difficult. There are times in life where as a Christian, as a person who has received the forgiveness of God, you may have to go really big on forgiveness. You may have to forgive something truly horrific, something awful, something that may not happen to most people in life, something that could involve the murder of a relative or being swindled, life savings, things like this. And here's the key. If the person wants forgiveness, then you can announce forgiveness. If they don't care and want to continue in their sin, you don't announce forgiveness. In your heart, you must be willing to forgive as God has forgiven you in Jesus Christ, but you don't announce it. You don't tell them they're forgiven until they're right with God, until they want forgiveness. The other side of this, too, is that the consequences of the law by the government still stand. If someone murders someone else, we can forgive them in the Lord Jesus, but they still have the process of the law. The government still has to execute its justice. So, you know, as a Christian, we always want to be willing to forgive, but the law has to be upheld of the land as well. Now, there's so many other things to this. One of the principles here is that we don't just manufacture this forgiveness. It doesn't come innately from us. It's more like a flow-through thing where God has given us his love, his divine love, his forgiveness, and then we try to distribute it to others and share it with other people. This is what Jesus did when he gave us the authority to forgive sins in his name. It's not just generated from us. It's God's love. shared with other people, just as it has been shared with us. God supplies us with his grace, and we give it to others. This is discussed in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Think of yourself like a sponge. In times you get thirsty, you get dry, you need the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of God for your sins. And then he takes like this huge bucket and whoosh, here comes his forgiveness in Jesus. Here comes his grace, his mercy. And you're all filled up with it. And you're forgiven. And you're free from the guilt and the consequences of your sin. And then over there, you see someone else that sinned. And they're going to need that grace and forgiveness. Where are they going to get it? You can give it. You can supply it. And that's what God calls us to do in Jesus Christ. So when someone repents of their sins, we have to forgive. We don't have a choice. It's not ours. This is the forgiveness of God. You are a servant of the Lord God. That when that person wants forgiveness, you must forgive them. This is one of the most misunderstood things, because some people say, I'll never forgive them for what they did to me. Oh, okay then. Do you not want God's forgiveness? Because Jesus makes it a special point to say in Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is so important. This is so critical that we want mercy from God. But when people sin against us, sometimes we just want to call for justice and have hard hearts against them, even when they want forgiveness. When you come to God begging for mercy and forgiveness and freedom in Jesus Christ, you need to keep your heart soft against people that will sin against you. It's a powerful, important principle, and I hope you understand that in Jesus Christ, forgiveness is free, it is precious, and it is necessary to be willing to forgive others.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.